Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. King Charles III postponed his visit to France as protests continued against Emmanuel Macron's controversial pension reforms. Demonstrations turned violent in several cities as police deployed tear gas and water cannons. A town hall in Bordeaux was set on fire. More than 450 arrests and 441 injuries to security forces were reported. Officials said more than 1 million people turned out across the country. More protests and strikes have been planned for next week. Rahul Gandhi, the leader of India's opposition, was disqualified as a member of parliament. On Thursday, Mr. Gandhi was sentenced to 2 years in prison for a comment he had made about the surname of Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, in 2019. Mr. Gandhi was then granted bail and will appeal against the verdict. His party, the Congress, led protests against the recent announcement, declaring that democracy is, quote, in danger. Paul Rasesa Bagina, whose life inspired the film Hotel Rwanda, will be released from prison on Saturday, according to the country's government. Mr. Rasesa Bagina found fame after saving hundreds of lives during the Rwanda genocide of 1994. Later becoming an opposition leader, he was sentenced to 25 years in prison after Paul Kagame, Rwanda's authoritarian leader, orchestrated his arrest on, quote, terrorism charges in 2021. The share prices of several European banks dropped, with that of Deutsche Bank, a German lender, closing down by nearly 9% in Frankfurt on Friday. Investors remain concerned about the ongoing turmoil in the wider banking sector, particularly after the hasty rescue of Credit Suisse, an embattled Swiss bank. Their fears are not allayed by the interest rate increases announced by several central banks this week. America and Canada agreed to new rules governing asylum seekers crossing their shared border. Each country can turn them back within 14 days of crossing anywhere along the border. Previously, the rule applied only at official crossings. The deal is intended to stop the flow of asylum seekers entering Quebec from New York, which has become a sore point for Canada. Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's Prime Minister, met his British counterpart, Rishi Sunak, in Downing Street to discuss strengthening strategic ties between their countries. Thousands of Israelis have demonstrated against Mr. Netanyahu's attempts to curb the power of Israel's independent judiciary. In Britain, Mr. Netanyahu faced similar cries of dissent. Protesters shouted, quote, shame, as talks commenced. An asteroid with a diameter of roughly 40 metres to 90 metres, large enough to destroy a city, will pass between the orbits of Earth and the Moon on Saturday. 2023 DZ2, as it is called, will fly close enough to our planet to be seen through binoculars and small telescopes. This will give astronomers a rare opportunity to study an object of its size. And word of the week, taqlid. An Islamic term that means, quote, the practice of strict obedience to the Ayatollahs. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, Just go to economist.com/briefing offer.